Earlier this week, Gauteng Premier David Makhura delivered the State of the Province address, reflecting on the challenges presented by the COVID-19 pandemic, the interventions made and the lessons learned. It's well understood and experienced that the pandemic has wrought economic havoc, and being the custodian of South Africa's largest economy, the Premier went into great detail around how Gauteng is doing its bit to reignite the economy in line with the National Economic Reconstruction and Recovery Plan, as outlined by President Ramaphosa in October 2020. Well, to discuss some of the issues, I'm joined on the line by Park Stau. He's the Gauteng MEC for Economic Development. Thank you very much, sir, for joining us. Now, industrialization and in turn the promotion of buying local are key areas focused on by the Economic Recovery Plan. How is Gauteng Province looking to lead or take the charge in this regard, and in what sectors?
Thank you very much, Nompumelelo, and good evening.
Sure.
In terms of our industrialization and reindustrialization plan, we're focusing on 10 priority sectors as the Gauteng Provincial Government. And these include financial services, which is anchored in Johannesburg. We're focusing on tourism. The automotive sector, in which we're making great strides. As you would know, we recently unveiled the investment by Ford,
yes,
to invest 15 billion rand in the province of Gauteng and to ensure that they are able to manufacture by next year 200,000 vehicles, 90% of which would be for the export market.
Mm-hmm.
And this is supported by their own, let's say, first-tier suppliers and supply chain managers that come in with their own technologies that support Ford, but it's also complemented by local industry and local development of second and third tier suppliers into the Ford value chain. And this is part of a response to Gauteng's automotive industry program and our launch of the Tshwane Automotive Special Economic Zone.
Yeah.
Also looking amongst others, agriculture and agro-processing, ensuring that Gauteng continues to position itself primarily as the agro-processing center of the country and continues to pivot our ability to increase our export capability and ensure that we facilitate import substitution.
Yes. Now, what about in terms of the special economic zones? You've touched on one, which is the Tshwane Automotive Special Economic Zone. But what are other sectors are benefiting from special economic zones in the Gauteng region? And, you know, where are you seeing good prospects in those zones?
The agriculture and agro-processing sector, we're focusing in the West Rand of Gauteng. We're already engaging with, amongst others, private sector role players. One of the major land owners there is Sibanye Stillwater. They have partnered with the provincial government to look at both agriculture, agro-processing, but also look strategically at hydro energy solutions in the area. So the beneficiation of platinum minerals is one of the areas that we're focusing on and partnering around.
Mm.
We're also looking at the Sidibeng region, the southern corridor of Gauteng, where we're already establishing the Vaal Special Economic Zone. The program management unit is currently being established, and we're working with the National Department of Trade and Industry to ensure that we can support a special economic zone that would enable us to reindustrialize what used to be a very strategic industrial part of the country with East Coast Sasol and those industries located there. And we're saying, what can we benefit from the existing infrastructure, but expand into new opportunities in the province of Gauteng?
Now, we know that the Gauteng government for the longest time has been quite keen to boost the fortunes of the aviation-related hub. But of course, there's been this decimation of the industry in the recent past because of the pandemic. Are you rethinking how you're going to be doing things in that regard? Will investment still be continuing as we speak?
We certainly think so. In fact, we've linked our initiatives around aviation, defense, and automotive sector as part of a strategic core of industries that we need to support, working with, amongst others, parastatals and other state-owned enterprises, but also leveraging from the infrastructure that we have in the province. One of our special economic zones historically has been the in the OR Tambo Airport,
Yes.
which is essentially what we call the Gauteng Integrated, or rather the Gauteng Industrial Development Zone, which would anchor, amongst others, the jewelry sector, but also the aviation and defense opportunities that we're seeing. Because in this regard, we're looking at export opportunities and import substitution and leveraging of the hub
Yes.
of the OR Tambo International Airport.
So you guys, for the longest time, have been talking about investing and nurturing the township economy. What work has been done in this regard, and what interventions have been made to aid SMMEs who've been badly affected during the period of the pandemic?
Well, the first part is we've identified the need for a legislative environment that would enable and facilitate economic development in townships. If you think about it, one of the major limitations to growth is what would have been constituted through the town planning schemes that dictated that townships would historically been designed as monofunctional residential dormitories. So through an intervention that is legislative, you can think about the sort of industry that you can introduce, how you can leverage of existing industries and create a legislative framework that enables support for enterprises into the townships. But we're also thinking about and working on programs, in fact, around how we leverage of existing industries.
Mm-hmm.
How do we enhance the taxi industry, which has been a major economic contributor in the township?
Yes.
How do we enhance its opportunities, but the value chain in the industry? And that value chain includes from sales to maintenance to property ownership around what the taxi industry benefits from, and using them as anchor investors in some of these initiatives. The same applies to residential development. So if you think about it, when you're talking property ownership and property development, many of us that come from the township would know that most of the townships have either backyard sheds or backyard rooms that
yes.
they rent out.
Mm-hmm.
This is part of economic activity. All we need to do is to institutionalize the support to this industry and see this as part of the property market in our cities. And a specific support program has been developed, including partnering with financiers that are prepared to go into that market and begin to turn around the real estate environment in the townships and ensure that township property owners can leverage from the assets that they have and be able to benefit from the assets that they have.
Yeah.
And these are just some of the programs that constitute what we seek to achieve through the Township Economic Revitalization Initiative, growing, of course, at the back of the legislative intervention that we'll be introducing to the legislature in April this year.
Yeah, well, it's going to be interesting when we speak to you this time next year to find out what has actually been yielded from all of these fabulous ideas that you have. But now on to a very basic issue. I mean, the issue of cooperative governance is an important one as the province seeks to work with, you know, districts, municipalities and so on. But it does look as though basic economic essentials are not sorted out. I mean, potholes all over the place. In the city of Johannesburg, which is supposed to be the place, you know, to live and work. I mean, those issues are not being sorted out. People pay their rates, but they remain dissatisfied by these type of issues. Why are these issues continuing? Why doesn't there seem to be a will to ensure that the basics, basic economic services are made available?
Well, finance is a major impediment right now, and we should accept that, in fact, municipalities are facing added pressure as a result of lower revenue collection during the pandemic, but also the institutional and financial structuring issues that are faced by local government. And I'm talking here basically based on my previous responsibilities
yes.
at cooperative governance and traditional affairs and the observations we had made about what are the key pressure points. And that's why national government decided in the department that in fact we should introduce the district development model so that we have institutionalized mechanisms of working with local government, so that national government doesn't come in at the point of the need to intervene. Provincial government doesn't come in to introduce a Section 139 intervention and take over the functions of a municipality. It must be that we institutionalize the mechanisms of planning together, deploying resources together, and ensuring that we have common outputs that we're working towards. And that's what we're currently institutionalizing together with national government, but working with municipalities. And I think that that gives us a great opportunity to aggregate all the resources of government in a common set of objectives. Hmm. One of the things that we have observed is that whilst we talk about capacity constraints in local government, sometimes you have capacity located somewhere else that is underutilized. Why don't you deploy it in local government?
Yeah.
Sometimes you send back money to the national fiscus from a department, and that might be a department responsible for roads, when in fact part of those resources could have been redirected to local government if we had planned to together and execute as part of a cohesive unit. So that level of cooperative governance institutionalized around the district development model is important to how we're going to solve these problems going forward.
Mr. Park Stau, thank you so much for your time, sir. We'll speak to you again in the future. That was Park Stau. He's the Gauteng MEC for Economic Development.